glad you're here. Delicious Rita, knowing you're near. So good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you. We're glad you're here.
Psalm 32, verse 11. Listen to this one. It says, "Be glad in the Lord and rejoice, O righteous. And shout for joy, all you upright in heart." That's right, friend. If you know the Lord Jesus, if you are His child, you have a reason to rejoice. You have a reason to shout for joy, and you have a reason, dear friend, to be glad in the Lord. I love that. That's Psalm 32, verse 11. Hey, happy Thursday to you this fifth day, day number five of September 2019. I just tell you, you blink and it's already September. I mean, really, this is, we need a brake pedal to just kind of hit a little bit with our right foot and say, let's slow down just a little bit here. I just remember when it was spring and all of a sudden summer is winding down. I hope and pray that your week is just treating you very well, friend. If not, praise God for His grace and His strength. Amen. To get us through those seasons, that's for sure. Hey, since it's a brand new month, be sure to get the latest copy of the Prime Lifetimes, the September copy of the Prime Lifetimes. Lots of different locations where you can pick up your edition of Prime Lifetimes, a wing, so to speak, of Great News Radio. And you can find and read about my latest column entitled The Seasons of Life. Got a great column about how life is just full of seasons. It really is. Some of them are good and some of them are, well, not so good. So be sure to check out my column, Wayside Chapel, there in the Prime Lifetimes, as we talk about the seasons of life. If you want to take a look, by the way, of the entire list of where you can pick up your copy, just visit primelifetimes.com. That's primelifetimes.com. Well, with a new season upon us, lots of things taking place. The second annual Jackson Lee fundraiser for Toys for Tots is going to be held at Farmer City American Legion in Farmer City on Saturday, September 14th from 3 to 8. Details on that at our website. Also, the Prairie View Lutheran Homes in Danforth, Illinois will be having their annual fall festival this weekend, tomorrow and Saturday, the 6th and 7th. So lots of great stuff coming up in the next several days and weeks. Just visit greatnewsradio.org and click on new events for more details. Hey, coming up today for the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends here on Great News Radio, we're going to be talking about God's perfect peace. We're also going to play some songs about His peace. We're going to take a look at some scripture about His peace as well. God's peace, that's what we're talking about today on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends, right after this on Great News Radio.
'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take Him at His word, just to rest upon His promise, just to know, thus saith the Lord. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust Him, how I proved Him o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust Him more. How sweet to trust in Jesus, just to trust His cleansing blood, just in simple faith to plunge me neath the healing cleansing flood. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust Him, how I proved Him o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust Him more. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm so glad I learned to trust thee, precious Jesus, Savior, friend. And I know that thou art with me, will be with me to the end. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I prove him o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust him more. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I prove him o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, my precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust him more and more.
Thank you so much for listening to Mark and Friends today, talking about peace today, peace. Colossians chapter 3, verse 15 says, and let the peace of God rule in your hearts. Did you hear that? Let the peace of God rule in your hearts. You know, back in the third century, there was a bishop of Carthage who wrote to his friend, Donatus. He says, it is a bad world, Donatus, an incredibly bad world. But I have discovered in the midst of it a quiet and holy people who have learned a great secret. They have found a joy which is a thousand times better than any of the pleasures of our sinful life. They are despised and persecuted, and they care not. They have overcome the world. These people, Donatus, are Christians, and I am one of them. Friend, this is the kind of peace that we're supposed to experience as believers, the kind of peace that people notice, especially when we display it through our troubles, the kind of peace that we can attain when we're despised, when we're persecuted, when everything is chaotic around us. Yeah, it's a bad world, incredibly bad world, but we have victory in our Lord. Let's determine to trust him today in a way like we've never before. Colossians chapter 3, verse 15, and says, and let the peace of God rule in your hearts.
perfect peace.
My, oh my, what a beautiful song. It's called Perfect Peace. That's Laura Story talking about peace today. And, you know, I remember one summer afternoon a couple of years ago, we actually went to the water park. It was like 90 plus degrees. And at this particular water park, there was a huge water slide. And you can climb a few flights of stairs to get to the top. And while walking up to the top with my kids, I was reminded of my fear of heights. I mean, really. I mean, the kids were bouncing up and down the stairs with every rattle and shake of the stairs, the faster my heart and anxiety went. I mean, really. My kids did not have a care in the world about how high we were going, nor about how much the stairwell was shaking with a dozen kids running up at to the top. And it was a traumatic experience, that's for sure. You know, Mark chapter 10, Jesus reminds us of the importance of emulating the faith of a child. We must come to him with a faith that trusts our Heavenly Father. Just like a little child would trust his father and leave all the problems up to daddy. It's not ignoring the problems or issues or concerns in life. It's just entrusting them to Almighty God. So when the world around you rattles and shakes, friend, you can have a peace. You can have that special peace because your trust is in the one who holds it all together.
Be still my soul. The Lord is on your side. Bear patiently the cross of grief or pain. Leave to
You know, Charles Wesley once said, I rest beneath the Almighty's shade. My griefs expire, my troubles cease. Thou, Lord, on whom my soul is stayed, will keep me still in perfect peace.
As I face the rain.
That's right. Even though the ship is battered, hallelujah, the anchor holds. Amen and amen. Happy Thursday. My name is Joey Kroll. All right, I'm going to hang up my headphones and enjoy my Thursday. And friend, I hope you have a chance to go out and enjoy the rest of your day. Just remember, though, as you go out and about, that you are salt and you are light. And you are the hands and feet of Jesus.